Today is Tuesday, April 16th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from a State of Control 55. Steve Greenblatt is joined by Rich Fregosa, Patrick Murray, and Mark Day talking about customized systems. Rich Fregosa starts off talking about the risk of making an overly niche system for a tech market that is constantly changing.
As well, too, and I've thought about this often, it's like, do you want to be kind of the Flappy Bird of integration software, right? Do you want to be that one-hit wonder? You know, I don't know if you guys remember, but there was this app that came out that was just ridiculous. It was insane how it was just this little basic concept. It was this one guy who came out with an idea, and it kind of just mushroomed and took off. And it just took off like wildfire. But at the same token, the development didn't occur and everything changed and people's tastes changed and it went away just as quickly as it did. Now, the person who developed it, it was a windfall in terms of, you know, the income, but couldn't quite figure out what to do with it. And with these companies, I think that absolutely, you know, you're not going to fight the 800-pound gorilla in the industry. And you know, whether it's GAFA or any other acronym that's coming out, I can't even keep track of the acronyms anymore. You know, I agree that you partner with who's doing things well, and then you go, what's still missing? And I think that's the key to any company who is planning on doing what we do is, you know, where can you still be different? And you know, and I've said it time and time again, where Patrick's approach that he took initially with
AVGUI, I think you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, that was, you know, a different approach to a night, which I thought was novel. I hoped it was your Flappy Bird, you know, the way that I looked at it, right? You know, I'm with you. I think that, you know, absolutely these larger companies are doing lots of things better. They have lots of engineer, they have a huge market share, and they're going to drive what we have to follow up with, you know, because if we had it happen in the industry where skeuomorphic was the rage for user interfaces, right? You know, photorealistic icons, and everybody did photorealistic. And then all of a sudden, Sir John Ivey, thanks, John, decided one day he woke up that he's going, I'm going flat and monochromatic. Every interface from there on out changed all over again. And the issue sometimes with the larger companies is that you also have to be careful about not buying into the fads. And these companies are typically moving software to also move hardware. And that's the thing that we don't do a lot of times, that we have to be careful about. You know, so I mean, I find your point fascinating because it is. It's like, where do you fit in as a company? How do you position yourself?
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.